New.
This is the Relevant Podcast.
This episode 1073 is the Relevant Podcast. I don't know. I like 1073. It sounds more regal.
Here in Orlando. Otherwise it's P.O. Box 1003. You know what I mean?
1073. Like
exactly. Anyway.
All right. And here in Orlando, I'm your host, Cameron Strang. And joining me from Loverland, Virginia, is Jesse Carey.
Hello, hello.
And from Nashville, Tennessee, artist, producer, mogul, Derek Miner.
What up?
And that's it. And here's why. This is going to be an unusual podcast, as you could tell from the title, Montana. The three of us, plus other friends, Prop and some other guys, a bunch of other guys, have spent the last week in Montana. That is why we didn't have a Friday podcast, because we were planning to record Friday's podcast from Montana. I brought all the gear. But Jesse's airline decided that they didn't want us to do that. And so Jesse didn't get there on time, and we weren't able to record. So
a full day late. Yeah.
For the first time in 15 years, we just randomly missed an episode. But you know what? We could have squeezed it in. And I just was like, you know what? Jesse's here for just a short little window. I'm not going to make him work. Let's just be present. And everybody happily fist bumped at that decision. So sorry, you all.
Yes. Yes.
So what we're going to do today is just kind of tell you all a little bit about our trip. Not that you care that much, but mainly what we're going to do is bring you there with us. One of the awesome things that happened was this group that was put together. None of us knew other than us that each other were going. We didn't know who else was going to be on the trip. It ended up being about 20 guys. It was a lot of business leaders, but Christian business leaders, but also artists and stuff. And so if you know anything about being at a lodge with a bunch of dudes, there's going to be a fire pit every night. And if you have a bunch of artists, there's going to be a guitar getting passed around. And it was some of the most amazing, just beautiful music experiences I've ever had. So I ended up asking a couple of the guys, do you care if I get the recorder out tomorrow night? And they're like, nah, man, that'd be awesome. So what we have coming up for you is several songs from some of the guys on the trip that we'll introduce later. You don't want to miss it. It's absolutely gorgeous, gut-wrenching. There is nothing like country song lyrics, I have learned.
Yeah.
Punch you in the gut.
And not only that, you know, there were like people who were like artists and musicians professionally, but a ton of talent. You know, Derek Prop, you know, our buddy Steve V, Chase Rice, who's a big up and coming country music star. Everyone on the trip was a musician, but even the guys who weren't musicians professionally would pick up the guitar and you're like, oh my gosh, there's a lot of just natural talent on the trip. Like, you know, literally every person that was plucking out some tunes, I was pretty impressed with.
I mean, did you hear JD? I mean, this is a dude who, you know, just living in Arkansas, just doing, you know, cool stuff, but nothing to do with music. And then on like night three, he just picks up the guitar and he's just like unbelievably good. And he casually mentions to me and Jesse, yeah, back in the day, my band was actually Irrelevant. We're like, what?
No, but that's not the first thing he mentioned. He mentioned that they opened up for Muse.
Muse and Guster. They were on the roads for like, it was a band called Pilot Drift. I don't know how far back in your Christian indie knowledge you go, but Pilot Drift, JD from Pilot Drift was out on the trip too. He's not doing anything in music anymore.
Nah.
But that talent was just there. It's crazy.
Listen, I had a great time listening to campsite tunes. You know, I mean, it's an unforgettable experience.
Yeah.
I will say, I think in future years, though, I'd like to see some other campsite entertainment. And I'm talking magic. We need. I love tunes, but how? some close-up street magic by the fire. Now we're talking.
There actually was a magician in the second group. His name was is Drew Worsham. So I met him. It was me, him, and KB. And as you can imagine, black people reacting to. If you ever want to get a laugh, dog, just go on TikTok or Instagram or YouTube and watch black people reacting to magic tricks. And I usually like to buck every stereotypes, but I'm not gonna lie. When you bring out magic, I'm part of the fold, bro. Right, like, I'm not bucking the stereotype there. I'm part of the fold. Like, just, and Drew is really, really good.
Listen, I had a great time, but I'm definitely switching trips next year. I'm sorry, Cam. I'm texting Brian. I need to get on the magic trip next year.
I don't even know if he does it anymore, but hey, he might even twist his arm. He might have hit you with a card trick or two.
If you twist his arm, the arm comes off and it's a big prank. Whoa.
Yeah. It just keeps twisting. How is he doing this?
The last couple years, we've all gone to Wyoming. This year, we went back to the OG spot, Montana, and fished. We're boating around in this canyon with 1,000-foot cliffs and 400-foot deep lake, ice cold water, you know, mountain runoff. Played a ton of dominoes, played poker, hung out, listened to good music, had great conversations. If you guys know, I've been going since 2013, but we've been going for years with the same kind of core group of guys. And it's an organization called Refuge that does it. And normally what they do is like pastor's trips, like Brian Carpenter, the guy who started it, his heart is, to connect with pastors and to kind of serve them and give them relationship and friendship and adventure and try to keep, rest and recharge and keep them in the game. But he also ventures out and does like Christian business leaders and artists and stuff as well. And so, I mean, hey, we're all burning out, It's like, hey, if I could just advocate to anybody listening, find something like this and go with your friends, make it a point every year that it's a priority to just go see your buddies. Cause it's like, man, as adults, we get so scattered, so busy, years just fade into the next year,
Well, the other big crisis that I'm going to talk to Brian about addressing this is burnout in the street magic community. Stage magic, they're okay. They're doing just fine. Right. It's the up close stuff where every once in a while they need the mental, spiritual, relational recharge. It's hard just walking up to people cold on the street, asking them to memorize like a number or something. Okay. That's draining. And that community, I just feel like it's a little ignored. We take them for granted. But either way, I had a great spiritually refreshing time.
Yeah, it was really good. You traveled a long way for a short trip, but
yeah, I almost spent a night in Dallas. I already had a hotel voucher and everything. When I landed in Dallas, they were like, "Hey, your flights, that one's canceled." I was able to get another one that night, but I almost had to spend my trip out there. Was delayed by a day, and my trip home was almost canceled by a day.
That's crazy.
But it was worth it. It was short time, but it was always good being out there with the guys.
Yeah, it's fun.
Isn't flight trouble the worst? Like, flight trouble is awful because first off, you have to go through security and all of that. And by the time you get through security, it's like flight's delayed. You're like, all right, cool. It's delayed a little bit. You get there and they're like, all right, no flight.
Well, okay, let me vent. I don't want to ruin the vibe here. Okay. I didn't let it ruin my vibe because I was coming back recharged.
Right.
But the flight attendant is walking around. She's like, listen, we had to fly around a weather system, right? To get in. So the flight's been seriously delayed. There are people on, she makes an announcement. There are people on this flight that have a very tight connection. They're probably not going to make it. Please let them off first. So she goes around and she's walking up to different seats. She tells me like, you're probably not going to make it. But if you do full sprint, they already got me a hotel voucher, assuming they're not going to do it. So I'm like, all right, at least everyone's cool. They're going to let me off.
Right.
As soon as we land, every person in the plane stands up and grabs their bags as if that didn't happen.
Order
breaks down when people are exiting a plane. Like the people from the back of the plane that just try to run up ahead of everybody, the unwritten rules need to be written at this point.
Right.
We've progressed as a society where we just need to address this head on because it's gotten out of control. I'm sorry to vent here, but it's completely out of control. But the good news is I did make my flight, but I did have to elbow my way through a bunch of old women who were just being rude and they got what was coming to them.
So I'm guessing by that story that, they cared about you. They were aware of your connection and stuff. You were not on Spirit Airlines, but I'm guessing you were on either American or United because of all the delays and stuff like that.
American. Yes.
American. There you go. See, I only fly Delta, and check what I did when I was flying. It's crazy expensive to fly to Montana from Florida. So I don't know why. It's not that many flights, I guess. And I was like, this year, I'm not paying that outrageous thing. I'm just going to cash in miles. So I cashed in my Delta points and just got, and I paid $12 for the trip. And I show up to the first flight, the cross country flight, and they had one of those international planes, and I got upgraded to first class. So I had that lay flat seat, that little apartment thing that you do for international. This whole round trip cost me $12. And I'm sitting there in international first class. And on the way back, same thing happened. I got international first both ways. I'm like, yes, Jesus, thank you for the blessings. This is going to be a good trip. But $12, man. So you got to switch over to Delta, Jesse. They treat you right, man.
Well, I made it. That's what's important.
That is,
and we got important to hear. I got to be present for some incredible music performances.
You were very, very tired. It was 1 a.m. mountain time, and Jesse was holding on by a thread when we recorded what you're about to hear. In fact, I kept passing him the headphones I had on just to kind of jolt him awake so he could hear the recording, because I kept looking at him. He was just like slunking slower and lower and lower in his chair.
2 6 a.m. trips to the airport on back-to-back days will do that too, but it was worth staying up.
It was. Well, the first guy you're going to hear is Steve Fee. Some of you may remember him. There was a worship band called Fee that was very big in the Passion movement and at North Point with Andy Stanley and stuff like that in the 2000s. And that was Steve and his band. Then he's very open about this, so I'm not speaking out of turn. In around 2010, he had an affair and lost everything, and continued in music as a songwriter, as a producer. He's very, very talented, loves the Lord. He's doing great. He's remarried. He's been coming with us for years. But that's how I just want to give you that context, because you may remember him from back in the day. His name's Steve Fee. In the band Fee, one of the other guys was Heath Baltzclear. And Heath is now a lead worship leader at North Point, Andy Stanley's church. So if you've been there or you know that big ministry, you may know Heath. Heath is one of the most talented musicians that I've come across. Songwriter, he's incredible. And he's not putting stuff out. Like, he's, you know, writing his modern worship songs and all that kind of stuff, but he's got songs in him. And so I was just like, man, you've got to get on the mic. We got to get some of these songs on tape. We're going to put them out there, whether you like it or not. So he's coming up later as well. Both of these guys will just introduce a couple of their original songs that they wrote. I think we got 3 from each of the guys.
Yeah.
And really, the vibe is just the vibe from the trip. This is what was happening late at night. Guitars would come out, guys would kind of share their songs, and it's a really beautiful experience. But before we get to that, I have to tell y'all about another music experience we had on this trip, and that's Propaganda and Derek Minor played their upcoming albums for us. Now, they didn't get out a guitar and sing around the fire pit, but they played the finished product. I got to tell you something. If you know Props music, it's thought-provoking, it's substantive, it's important music. Well, King's Kaleidoscope produced this, Derek mixed it, and we were hearing it for the first time. It's the best thing he's ever done by far. And he'll say the same thing. It's so good. And so I can't wait for y'all to hear that. It's a 7-track project that's coming up. I don't know. Do you know Derek when he's releasing it? I think it's next month.
Nah.
You don't know?
I don't know.
So we just saw it early.
Yeah, y'all got it really early.
Really early. So we can't play that for you. But Derek Minor, he's been telling us for months. He's excited about this project he's been working on. He's been doing a preview tour, as you guys know. And we finally got to preview it too. And I'm telling you, Derek, you undersold this thing. It is so stinking good, man. I was playing a couple of the singles, your 2 singles off of it that are out now. Everybody go check them out. I was playing them for Cohen on the way back. My music snob son, Cohen, on the way back from church yesterday. And I was telling him before I put it on, I was like, dude, Derek's album, man. He played it for us. Oh, he has a couple singles out. Let me find them. But I was like really raving about it. And he was looking at me skeptical, like, man, I don't know that if Christian rap is as good as ever, could ever be as good as you're saying. I put it on and he's sitting there going, whoa. This should be on the radio. And I'm like, I know.
So real talk. The first time I heard it, we were on busted, blown out, waterlogged pontoon boat speakers. Arguably the worst audio experience you can have is blown out, waterlogged pontoon boat speakers. Now, I had a great time on the pontoon boat, but I'm just saying, as a listening experience,
terrible.
And you got the sound of the motor going, you've got, people crammed in the pontoon. I was blown away on the pontoon boat audio experience. And then we put it back on in the dope sound system back at the lodge. And well, first off, for people who weren't there, everyone like stopped and was like, dang, what is like, it had people enraptured, like track after track. Derek, I was blown away, man.
No skips.
No skips, baby.
It is.
And listen, if you're a pontoon boat owner, which I assume that's mostly our audience these days, is the pontoon community. upgrade the sound system before you buy this, because you're going to want your pontoon passengers to get the full audio experience. Maybe get some sort of soundproof canopy for it too, because you don't want the blown out version for pontooning. You want the real one. So that's just, I'm throwing that out there as well.
But for real, everybody go, you know what, before we transition into me introducing Steve and Heath, I'm going to play Derek's new, one of his singles here in the break. And man, Derek, I cannot wait for this to come out. Tell the people when you're releasing it tentatively and all that kind of stuff.
So as of right now, barring any more sample clearance issues or crazy things, we're looking at July 28th. So
yeah, July 28th, people. I haven't had an experience where I'm sitting listening to something going, I can't believe I'm friends with this dude. like
Damn.
Yeah, it's that good. It's like, man, I cannot wait for people to hear it. So blown away. So we had country music,
thank you,
worshipy music, and some of the two best hip hop albums of 2023. So it was a good music week for us. All right. Well, with that, we'll take a break and have a moment for our sponsors. And when we come back, don't miss this. We got a bunch of great songs coming up.
New day, new motivation. Same God, he never changing. Come get a vibe off my vibration. Come get a vibe off my vibration. New day, new motivation. Same God, he never changing. Come get a vibe off my vibration. Come get a vibe off my vibration.
Places I wanna be, I know it starts with me. I gotta see it through.
Come get a vibe, my vibration.
They can't take a thing from me. This where I'm supposed to be. I'm gonna make it through.
Come get a vibe, my vibration. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Top down, cruising I 24. Got the ball working with a fresh.
You're listening to Vibrations featuring DJ Malski. It's Derek Miner's single from a couple months ago. He just released a brand new single last Friday. You can go find it if you want to. I'm going to play it on a future show. But I love Vibrations. I've been listening to this a lot over the last few days, so I want to play that one. Man, I'm so excited for this project.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, like I said earlier, it was a great week of music and friendship and stuff, and just hanging out in Montana with the guys. And on the last night of the trip, I got a couple of guys to graciously play a couple of their original songs for us and let me record it. So what you're going to hear is Steve Fee and Heath Baltzclear doing some of their original stuff. I asked each guy to do three songs and they obliged. So up first, here is Atlanta's own Heath Baltzclear.
Would you just give like a 30-second to 60-second just intro to the song? What is it?
It was intended to be a song about redemption, that even in the bad, there's still some good that God redeems. So country version of that.
Well, I took my boots and my granddaddy's gun, left that farm to sow the seeds of a prodigal son. Didn't know where I'd go, all I knew was I had to get out of there.
drove that Silverado against the wind. Didn't plan on ever coming back again. And watched my mom away from the front porch till she disappeared. But when you own the name of a rebel child, you can't tame a heart, so you let it run wild. So I broke loose and I grew wings. I tried just about everything. There's always some battles lost before the war is won. Yeah, I got high and I came down. I've been lost and I've been found. A whole lot of pain and a little bit of fun. Well, there's a little bit of good in the bad I've done. In the bad I've done. Still drunk in a hotel room, the smell of cigarettes, regret, and cheap perfume. Asking myself how I ever got this far. Yes. Found that Bible in a drawer beside the bed and heard my mama's voice and the letters in red. Jesus can heal the wounds, but he leaves the scars. Cause when you play with fire, you're gonna feel the burn. But I'm a better man for the lessons I've learned. So I broke loose and I grew wings. I tried just about everything. There's always some battles lost before the war is won. Yeah, I got high and I came down. I've been lost and I've been found. A whole lot of pain and a little bit of fun. Well, there's a little bit of good in the bad I've done. In the bad I've done. If you're gonna take the wild ride, you gotta know that somewhere up ahead there's a hard crash. The broken road can always lead you back. Yeah, that broken road can always lead you back. So I broke loose and I grew wings. Yeah, I've tried just about it. Everything, there's always some battles lost before the war is won. Yeah, I got high and I came down. I've been lost and I've been found. A whole lot of pain and a little bit of fun. Well, there's a little bit of good in the bad I've done. In the bed I've done.
That's a good.
In the bed I've done.
Wow.
Here's one. Yeah, so this song, yeah, it's kind of goes back to the roots of growing up on hymns. I remember those melodies, the words we sang when I first believed. Songs of redemption and stories of hope and heaven awake inside my soul. And I sang in Christ alone, my solid ground. Yes, amazing grace, oh how sweet the sound. Yes, on that rugged cross, Jesus paid it all, because he lives. This is my song.
Let's go.
And peace like a river, and love so divine. Those words kept ringing through the darkest nights. Sweet hymns of freedom and anthems of praise remind my heart to trust his name.
Go.
Us up a couple fishing poles, and we prayed for good luck out all night on that old beach pier, just daddy and me and the ocean air. And now that I'm older, I can't look over. Why I do what I do? Well, I go fishing cause daddy did. Wanna drive a dually cause daddy did. A cup of coffee and a Bible in the morning. Wanna love one woman like daddy did. I hope I treat people like daddy did. Teach them Jesus is the way and that's the way it is. And by God's grace, raise my own kids like daddy did.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, I was his right-hand man on that old bench seat, a 91 two-tone F-350 from Georgia to California, and a place we ain't seen, memory we ain't made. And now that I'm older, I can't look over why I do what I do. Well, I go fishing cause daddy did. Wanna drive a dually cause daddy did. A cup of coffee and a Bible every morning, yeah. Wanna love one woman like daddy did. I hope I treat people like daddy did. Tell them Jesus is the way and that's the way it is. By God's grace, raise my own kids like daddy did. Like daddy did.
That was Heath Baldsclear. Stay tuned after this break. It'll be Steve Fee.
Tick-tock, I'm on top of it. Lay back, what's the matter, kid? I know you got chocolates. Give me some. Right, I think it's turning in my heart. It's the medicine. Goose bumps covering my skin. I'm in love. Can you believe it? Life is so fleeting. Everyone is here now, then everyone is leaving. Never need a reason. Always had this feeling. Everyone is here now.
You're listening to Group Love. The song is Francine. Well, today's show is brought to you in part by Crown College, a boldly Christian and academically excellent college providing a lifelong, authentic community. Crown offers on-campus, online, and graduate programs, 18 NCAA Division III sports, international service opportunities, and a vibrant student life. Discover why Crown College is ranked top 3 in America for online Christian education. Visit crown.edu today. All right. Again, no big project, nothing to push. These are just a couple of songs that these guys wrote. Steve's going to sing some unreleased stuff, stuff he never anticipated or planned to do publicly, honestly, especially the song that he wrote about divorce. I believe in conversation, he told me that that one's too sad to be good. I strongly disagreed and asked him to play it for us. So you're getting a special treat, everybody. These are some unreleased originals. This is Steve Fee.
The Lord is just weird in the way that he redeems weird stuff.
He works in mischievous ways.
He does work in mischievous ways. Yeah, he works in mischievous ways, and like he redeems stuff that you don't think is worth redeeming. And he just lets stuff go that you think is a big deal. And he's like, no, I'm good. Walk through a lot of stuff that's really, really, really painful. So I wrote this song about divorce.
What a shame. Truck beds full of boxes now contain what's left of us, and really who's to blame? We're way past who's to blame. We sat them down, explained it to the kids, it's for the best. No matter what, I'll never love you less. I got some weekends, she gets the rest. So you take a brand new Silverado, I'll take the one that's hard to crank. I'll pick up a few more shifts so you can keep what's in the bank. And we split up the things we love, and friends are choosing sides. But who gets the only place to go to heal this hurt? Who gets the church? Oh, oh. Who gets the church? And I'll be fine. I told myself at least a million times to let go and let goodbye be goodbye. But then comes the night. You take the brand new Silverado, I'll take the one that's hard to crank. I'll pick up a few more shifts so you can keep what's in the bank. We split up the things we loved, and friends are choosing sides. But who gets the only place to go to heal this hurt? Who gets the church? Oh, oh. Who gets the church? I know Jesus don't need four walls in spite of what folks think, 'cause he meets me at the bottom of every bottle that I drink. But I sure do miss the steeple and the people that loved us both through hell and back through all those years. So you take the brand new Silverado, take the one that's hard to crank. I'll pick up a few more shifts so you can keep what's in the bank. We split up the things we loved, and friends are choosing sides. But who gets the only place to go to heal this hurt? Who gets the church? Oh, oh. Who gets the church?
Oh. Yeah. So good.
Wow. So good.
Dude, yeah, thank you for that one.
Wow, man.
All right. I even know, I wrote this one with one of my best friends, Jesse Reeves.
Love him. Good man.
Sometimes it would crackle, sometimes it would fade. I guess that old antenna was too far away. But from Live at the Opry to the local crusade, I guess the message came through anyway. 'Cause poets and preachers made me who I am. I guess my religion is half Willie Nelson and half Billy Graham. I became a believer, singing Whiskey River. And just as I am, baptized on the waves of an AM receiver, I was raised up on poets and preachers. Yeah, one was an outlaw and one got you saved. I kind of think Jesus was one and the same. So like me, you hate me, it runs in my veins. There's power in the blood and blue eyes crying in the rain. 'Cause poets and preachers I am. I guess my religion is half Willie Nelson and half Billy Graham. I became a believer, singing Whiskey River, and just as I am, baptized on the waves of an AM receiver, I was raised up on poets and preachers.
Yeah, love that.
That's I like that song.
It's good. It's incredible. You guys are killing it. It's so good.
I'm just blue jeans and red wings and dog hair on a bench seat in a truck that ain't seen soap in who knows how long. And friends call me lucky, and she says she loves me, and man, did I feel lucky when we tied the tin cans on and we danced and we laughed. And we're still going strong. And when they look at me, they say, what's that boy hiding? I'm just living proof that God's still good. I spend my whole life trying to make, keep that girl shining. And she got the ring, but I got the diamond. Daisies on a sundress, beach waves on a sunset. She's every single drop of the best things in this world. She's 24 karat. She's everything Paris. She's never embarrassed, telling everyone she's my girl. And when they look at me, say, what's that boy hiding? Just living proof that God's still good. Spend my whole life trying to keep that girl shining. She got the ring, I got the diamond.
That was Steve Fee. Man, we have some talented friends. Hey, if you like this podcast, but you might like it better if there were no ads, you can do that. Head over to relevantmagazine.com and sign up for Relevant Plus. For just a couple bucks a month, you get this podcast ad-free. You get ad-free unlimited reading at relevantmagazine.com, including the full podcast and magazine archives, our beautifully designed digital issue, and a little more. Check out all the info right there on the Relevant Plus tab at relevantmagazine.com. All right, well, before we wrap things up, make sure to check out the spring issue of Relevant featuring Michael B. Jordan and Beth Moore and Asbury and so many other great stories. Some great music is in that too. Fits in the Tantrums and Colony House and others. You can read it for free. Just click on the magazine tab over at relevantmagazine.com. If you want the beautifully designed enhanced edition, you should get Relevant Plus. It's the best way to experience our content ad-free. Not only do you get the enhanced magazine, but you get this podcast ad-free, ad-free unlimited reading at relevantmagazine.com, an exclusive subscriber podcast each week, and more coming this year. Plans start as low as $250 a month, and you can find out all the info right there clicking the Relevant Plus tab at relevantmagazine.com. Again, sorry for skipping Friday's show, but you know, sometimes priorities. You need to be present. Don't have to work so much. But I'm glad we got to do this little recap. It was fun. And we're so grateful for being able to go out there each year together. And, you know, I'm glad we could kind of take you with us this time so you could hear some of the stuff, experience some of the stuff that we did. Yeah, tune in on Friday. We're back to our normal schedule, normal format. Jamie will be here and we'll have a good time. All right. On that note, we'll wrap it. I'm Cameron Strang.
I'm Jesse Carey.
I'm Derek Miner.
We'll see you on Friday, everybody. Have a great week.
For listening to the Relevant Podcast. Check out our features, interviews, and news updates every day at relevantmagazine.com. And make sure to follow Relevant on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest. For more great podcasts, browse the shows on the Relevant Podcast Network, which you can find at our site. And while you're there, don't miss the all-new era of Relevant Magazine. A new issue releases every other month at relevantmagazine.com.
I need to get on the magic trip next year.
Relevant Podcast Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.